city. Looks like that's complete worthlessness. That's the lowest level. And that's what happened really in Nazi Germany. As you didn't believe that once the Nazis came into power, so next door neighbors, the closest people, didn't even bother them to turn on them and to give them over to the Nazis and have them destroyed. They didn't even need to face them. It was just worthless. Their existence was worthless in their eyes. And no value in terms of existence. See, that's what he's saying. That's what Calera said. And that depicts the lowest level of human worth in the eyes of another person. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And that occurrence, is that a natural occurrence? That a neighbor should all of a sudden.
I mean, that is really based on the natural sinner that we engendered by being Kabotara. That's the natural. It's really a sick kind of hatred. It's a pathological hatred that the boy has towards the Jew, towards Klal Yisrael. And that hatred is based on it's a natural sinner. The fact that on some level, as strange as it is, but on some level they recognize that we have the correct idea of God and that we have Torah from God. They recognize that on some level, but the denial of that reality in their mind, the fact that they have this recognition, causes them to go into a total state of denial and express it in violent terms, in a violent manner. But that's the natural total violence and attempt to destroy us. And that's really the sinner. The higher sinner, actually. The shining other sinner, almost all of them. That's what it is. But it always lies in wait.
The Ashgacha is right.
The Ashgacha really, what the Torah tells us is, just on a basic level, is the strangest thing. I mean, a lot of times, like you're in something, so you don't really see it from the outside. You don't really see the whole picture. But really, what the Torah gave us is not just a system of true ideas and Derech HaChayim and true metaphysics and the whole science of halacha, the whole world of chokhmah and Derech HaChayim, but the Torah also guaranteed a political success, political force, we should be a political power. I mean, that's something that's an astounding thing. But it's only possible because no philosophy could do such thing. Only possible because of the Bar Olam. So bris. So it's not something that could be done in a natural way. Not something that could be done. You see that no philosophy ever really survived. Plato was a great philosopher, but nothing ever was carried on except for a very short period. And he attempted to implement his plan of the Republic, but it failed utterly, failed completely, very very quickly. Such a thing is really not possible. And through normal channels, politically. But the Torah guarantees us this is chutz miderech hatava. It's only possible because of Hashgacha. But when that that collapses. When that collapses, so then the hatred and the distorted instinctual hatred of the disguised and distorted hatred of the guy comes out against us, and it knows no bounds because it's completely repressed. They don't recognize the source. So when something is completely repressed and you don't recognize the source, its expression on the second plane is completely boundless because there's nothing, there are no guidelines because they're not aware of the what's motivating them. I shouldn't use the word repressed. I should say suppressed. It's a suppression. It's pathological in the framework of it's pathological, philosophically pathological. It's a philosophically pathological pathology. That follows the same pattern of the truly pathological, in that it knows no bounds because it's been they constantly exercise pressure to deny the cause. So the cause is completely unknown to them. And that's why the expression is limitless. And I mean that's really, so once the Ashgacha, that's a natural thing. That's a natural phenomenon. Okay.
Right.
In this one, he goes through how it's contrary, the state of our existence now is contrary to all the things in the Torah. All the premises and principles of the Torah. So it's showing how the state of our existence. You know, the Python really brings out every aspect and every dimension from every source in every way. And that's really the greatness of the Python. So in this one is showing that how this is contrary to Bris Bein Apsara. And it's contrary to the development of Shvatim. And it's contrary to each one, our state of existence in the presence is just the opposite, how far removed it is from the ideas and principles that are mentioned in the Torah in terms of the Hashgacha, and in terms of our existence. So that's really what the spirit is.
But even with
Yeah, but that's, he's not trying to see. I mean, you have to understand, in Kinnis, the Python is not trying to engage in philosophical causation. That's not really the purpose of this, of Kinnis. That's not the purpose of Kinnis. It's not. Of course, everything's based on sound philosophy. Everything's based on philosophy. Without philosophy, you have basically nothing. But it's a different kind of a limud. It's a different kind of limud. It's not the same kind of. It's not the same kind of limud as philosophy. It's not interested really in going into why it occurred. That's not really what he's interested in. He's not interested in that. That's really something else. That to go into why it occurred is tshuva. That's a different thing. In our system, we have different systems. We have tefillah, we have tshuva, we have kinnis. Everything is different. Every science has its own system, its own, operates in its own orbit, in its own manner, its own framework. So the framework of kinnis is not, that's not the framework of kinnis. That's tshuva. So why it happened, and now we'll be close to true. I mean, that's later. That's nach besod rachina v'nachta v'nashuv al Hashem. It's the end. And the kinnis, that's not the purpose of the kinnis. The purpose of the kinnis is really twofold. It's really, it's tzidek adin. It shows you why it happened because of our virus, but it shows you also it's a study of the extent of the horrible state of our existence. That's really what it is. And how our existence is contrary. contrary to everything, and how many ways is contrary? And that's really that's the purpose of Guinness. Okay. That's how you do it. Didn't somebody say it? That's what I said. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it's good to have somebody say it. I mean, if somebody says it, I mean, So what do you say about it? I mean, we'll work it out together. What is the main idea? What is the main thing? So he mentions, the first mention is a brisbane of Sodom, right? What's the second thing? The Rigas Gilad Derech Hashem Vimata with Golapa. So what is the second thing as well? The Digray Shvatim, right? The Ligas Bilug Derech is the pieces of Derech that the Shvatim had, the Digray Midbar. So he's saying that God gave over the God gave empty holiness of man. That's the goes be a game to Lecha. And these people that had Kitzis Adera, who was that they were the Dima Nimba, that they lived in accordance, perfect harmony with the mitzvahs, and to the extent that their travels were through with Ashgacha, not in the realm of the normal. So how could such a people be subordinated to the most empty, vile, hoary, arrogant type of individual, the ultimate worthlessness of man? What the Python is expressing is that it's the same theme, really, and that's the theme of Kinnis, really, is that he doesn't understand the Midas Adam. We don't understand the Midas Adam, and that's why we say it's a Chor Hashem Oyelon. But the not understanding the Midas Adam is a twofold kind of a thing. Of course, we can't understand. In terms of the onus that we have a clear understanding. That there's no question about that. That's Chet Chata Yerushalayim. Can we read our Yosa? The Tamaso B'Shulel or Zochra Harisa. Then think about the future. What's going to be? So that we know for sure, but the distortion that was brought about and the pain of the realization of the distortion, that is something which Adam can't tolerate. Me to say you can't really. It's something it's true that it's logically, in objective terms, but still there is such a thing as our functioning in our limited framework, and we do have a limited framework, and we function in that framework. So functioning in that framework, we have a right to express how it appears to us and the anguish that it brings about. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's really kinnis. And that's what the Scottish and my one. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
You once told us that the word Eicha itself meant that how can we stand this? We can't understand. How can we stand
Eicha? Eicha. Eicha is Eicha. Eicha. Yeah, that's correct. Eicha. Eicha. How can this be? How can this be? Eicha. 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 How can this be?
Okay. You had told us that.
What's the difference? Go ahead. What's the point?
You told us that it meant that you can't understand it, you can't stand the situation. Right? You don't understand what's happening,
What's the point?
The point is, Having that understanding, how does that help the individual?
No, it helps the individual because you mean the cues.
Yeah.
I mean how it helps you?
Yeah, in other words.
No, because that is the whole idea of the churban, the recognition of the heart of a situation. That's the idea of kinos. That's the concept. So he shows you that's the purpose of the kinos. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
What's the purpose of saying Zohar Hashem Mehayalanu? That is asking for Rachman, or is that some
That's asking for Rachman. Zohar Hashem Mehayalanu. And that's why you're chain tzaki of Zohar Hashem Mehayalanu. Because we recognize the extent of the extent of Midas Adin is something which is intolerable for us, and therefore we ask Midas Rachman. That's correct.
Part of Siddur Kaddin is to ask for
Midas Rachman. That's right. Okay, go ahead. This schema basically means really saying that is really saying that it's hopeless. That's hopeless. In other words, at a state of hopelessness in this schema, you see? That's the there is, like I said, everything really follows the echa. In the echa, there is a state of hopelessness. In the echa, right? You know what it is? Where he says, where he mentions, he says, the third part, where he says that va'omar avad, yeah, why, right, that's it. It's a halting marathon. Right, it was supposed before that, right?
But
tiznach mishalom nashi. And she said, right? Romavad Nitzri was an ultimate Hashem. So that means that it's all over. It's gone. Right? And what do you say after that? Yeah, go ahead. This is Shahu and Afiga. Zos? Alkane Ophel, yeah. That's right. So he said, then he brings, right, he really says that really we should be totally destroyed. Destroyed, not able to function. That's for Omar or Vad Nitzchi v'Sachal Tamarachem. We should be completely gone, not able to function. And then he brings back why, it's an interesting thing. Then another he brings back why you should be able to, what kind of right do we have to be optimistic in any way? The first is completely despondent. He's completely despondent. He is emotionally destroyed. That's really over here. He has this. See, he says, Adva b'chol lev la'aham tziyeh. So, Adva b'chol lev la'aham tziyeh. Eidon milin bom la'aham tziyeh. He says, Edag Aye Roa, the Lohan Tsa'el. Akone Mi Teng Adati Han Tsa'el. That's like the saddest schema, really. It's the saddest schema. Because what he's saying is that it's so bad that we don't even know where to go. We don't even know how to approach it. What's wrong? Like how he's saying is, Edda Bechole Lohan Tsa'el. That means you can't even. He has ever means sad, despondent. B'chol lev v'hantziyehu, that he can't find any way that he should be misratza to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Edom Milim Bom Lantziyehu says that what kind of words could he use that to give him what kind of tefillah could he use. In order to give him some kind of satisfaction that he's being misspelled correctly. It says, Edag Aye Roa V'Lohan Tzayir. So he worries that he can't find him. He can't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not through Chu and Mice and Tovim. Akone Mi Yitain Yadati V'Lohan Tzayir. It says, who could give me the ability that I should have some kind of idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find us. You see, that's the this kina really is the saddest kina. It's like totally lost. That we're totally lost. And that's really the state. That is the saddest.
English quartier.
What?
English quartier.
The quartier. Yeah. On what? On Am Tzayu?
Yeah.
What about it? So therefore?
It's totally
destroyed. Yeah. Emotionally destroyed. Yeah. So what he says, and he says, if you take a look on the further, Eta Ole Apadni B'Tzalmovas. Eta Ole Apadni B'Tzalmovas. So he says, in other words, he'll plant his tent, and Tzalmovas means before, what? Mm-hmm. Shearing death. Before death. He says, Atusav Eshkenor at Chatza Mavis. So he says, I'll line the base of chorus. He says, Etofel Asamachakim Mavis. So I'll join those that are looking forward to death. And then me give a yichya v'lo yira mavis. So he wishes death upon himself. He wishes death upon himself. That's really that's the height of the deepest kind of depression. I mean, that's really what. But you see that the kinnis, really true kinnis, leads a person to a person that's on their own level. Leads a person to that dimension, to that dimension, and because the state seems hopeless. The state seems hopeless. Yeah, and that certainly is the case. I mean, that's certainly the case in our door. I mean, you look around and we lost the Gedolei Yisrael, and. It wasn't W as well, no guidance, no one really to that can show us the derech of how to, like the Python says, I mean, how to do the spell correctly, and how to be mevakesh Hashem, how to be chozer b'tshuva, what kind of tshuva, what do we need? We don't know. So that really is the ultimate despair. It always is when a person is in trouble, so he always has hope. The hope is that he can work out a new plan. The next plan will be successful. So he has hopes for a plan. So that, as bad as things are, as long as there's a hope for a plan, so a person is not demolished emotionally, not emotionally destroyed. As long as there's some kind of hope, some kind of a possibility, some kind of a plan. But when there's no plan, then the person reaches ultimate despair and depression. And that's basically what he's saying for Klal Yisrael. That is the state for Klal Yisrael. The state for Klal Yisrael is that there's no way. We have no method. We have no plan. There's no foreseeable approach. How do we do tshuva? What do we do tshuva for? What was the chait? What should we misfollow? What's the nature of what's the proper tefillah for this situation? I mean, a tefillah is something which is tefillah doesn't mean to pray. In Goyim, the word prayer means to beg. Ayas tefillah means machshava, tefillah means chokhmah, to figure out, to think. What is our state, and what are we supposed to ask? So you have to have a clear assessment of your state. You don't know what to ask for. Of a clear assessment of what the possibilities are available to you, so you can't place a request. What kind of request do you place? So that's really what the Python is saying. That the state is so bad that we don't know, have an evaluation of our state, and we don't even know how to approach the problem. And we don't know what to ask for, because we don't know what the problem is. We don't know what to ask for. You have to have a plan. Tefillah requires a plan. So it requires chachma. And that's the state of Klal Yisrael. So that is that's what the piping is depicting. That's the horrible state of our existence. That is the most horrible. That's the Omar of Ad Yitzchi is Sechalkin Ad Hashem. That's Sechalkin Ad Hashem. Means that, there's no hope. There's no hope. Okay. Yeah.
Because it will use the actual Papa Rosh Hashem Taylor, Papa 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 Makwe. Remove all that, we still say it was.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's true. And he comes back.
Right.
He doesn't remain with us.
Right.
He doesn't remain with us. That's right. He dips down into the state. Well, that's the same thing in Echa. The Navi dips down into that state. He reaches us there. Where's Rashi? Do you have an echo there? Should have one.
In where?
What? It's conscious and it's on them. Yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting. Here you are. Here you are. He says, "Vatiz nachashom nafshi nashisitara." Va'omar avad mitzchi v'sachalti mer Hashem. So Rashi says. Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Rashi's not going well. Va'omar avad mitzchi. Amati b'libi berov tzarosai. Avar olami. The sovereign. The sovereign. And the so he says that's Barov Tarosa. So there's a statement that a man and the person plunging into the depths of the realization of the situation. So that's the that's what Rashi says. Amati believe Barov Tarosa. Person is senses the Taurus. Senses all the Taurus. So when he's in that state, so then the so he's been in that state, he feels he's completely lost. He reaches a state. So apparently that's really a kiyum in the kinnis. Kiyum in the kinnis is to reach that state. To reach that state of total despair, because that's the full realization. That's the full realization. Even though it's not true. Even though it's not true. It's an interesting point. You see, because the kinnis is really, like I said, kinnis is not a philosophical study. Kinnis is the affect in man of the state. And the affect in man deals with human emotions. And therefore the human emotions have to respond and they work according to a certain nature. That's what the Lord the Pasuk says, that the realization of the state of affairs of Klal Yisrael in terms of the in terms of how of its this type of mental attitude. It says, "Avad Mitzri, it's a hot thing. It's all lost, it's all gone." That's what it says. That's what he's saying there's over there. That will be one device of chorus. There's no purpose in living anymore. Yeah.
But then it turns around.
Because it turns around because that's not true. And then he goes.
You mean it's not true? You mean it's not hopeless?
It's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. It could be. It would seem that way. But on deeper reflection, he realizes that that's from the Tzaras. That's the affect of the Tzaras led me to that conclusion. But there's no reason really to conclude. It was an interesting thing. Then the next few psukim really, in Eicha, Zos Oshival Alibi Alkeinocho, he says, because he says, okay, so if it's all over, so why should it go on? No purpose to go on anymore. That's another yes to question. Okay? So he says, Zos Oshival Alibi Alkeinocho. No. He says, what I tell myself is these following ideas. And these ideas keep me going. And he goes through a whole list. It's an interesting thing. He goes through a whole list of points, which goes, see, Rashi says right on the spot, Rashi says that, and Mai Zos Yashua Libi, he says, Chazeh Hashem Tilasam was the first pasuk, V'chol Einin Ad Mai Yisanei. It goes on all the way down to Pasuk Lamates, from Pasuk Chof Beis straight through. So that's really 17, 18 psukim that the that give you a reason, gives a person a reason why he should really just lose everything. Why should lose everything? It has different reasons. interesting thing. Different reasons. They seem to be like from different coming from different places. And maybe they were going to. But anyways, that's what it was. But the first post has, what does he say? He says, Echo v'chol rosh ad Hashem chayli. Echra v'chol berach l'chakel machalei. Achtircho b'shir m'shirei machalei. Achavei mi tencho k'ofu. Interesting thing. He has a different answer. See, what he's saying is that it's true. He doesn't have any plan. He doesn't know, he doesn't have any plan. But he's saying that is some of the guys on it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay? Is it there?
Well, really?
Yeah, okay, there?
Danny and I are here.
Okay, is it there?
Is that, I don't know.
Yeah, some of us are down, right?
What key are you doing?
That's a good question. Doing fest.
Adar
Chol Shemayim.
That's right, Adar Chol Shemayim.
94 to Roosevelt.
Right.
Really good, the right level?
Yeah, 24. Okay. A Kofet.
We just called.
Ah, right on. I didn't get any, yeah. Ashgacha has been moved, and the natural result is that we can't continue to exist. Because of the natural sin of Sanan, and we simply can't survive. So there's no. An interesting thing, really, Tisha B'Av should really be a day that should be recognized by all of Klal Yisrael. An interesting thing, because there was never any difference between the religious and the non-religious. destroyed all of us. Didn't make any difference. So you have a person that's not even if I wonder if that's true. If Tisha B'Av is recognized by Jews that are they have a sense about it. I mean, I'm not familiar with these kind of people. You know? Just curious about it.
No, they
don't
even know it exists.
They don't know it exists.
Not all.
Like reform people. No,
even conservative candidate.
What?
They have half of their
cast.
You have to say with Israel, so they said that's enough. So we do. They have
that's
half
enough.
Of their cast. In recognition.
I don't read the papers still, though.
They don't know how to read it.
Yep. That's what they say, really?
Yeah.
The state of Israel.
Yeah.
Now it's bubbling over.
No, so they say, to recognize that, you should do half of their time. You begin to recognize, do half, you know, to
work
out Jesus, but also recognize the good thing.
That sounds like a type of chachma.
Okay.
But anyways, but the Python gives the different answer. The Python says, interesting, it says, Echo v'chol rosh ad Hashem chayli. Echra v'chol berach l'chakel machalei. Okay. Achtircho b'shir mishirei macholi. Achavei mi tencho ka'afoi. So he says, that he gives an answer. He says that it's true that I can't really work out a plan. It's hopeless. I don't have the knowledge. But he says that I could still. He still could be Echof Rosh. In other words, he could say Zechotah in general. That's what I mean. Echo for Chorosh. That means he could say that he's a Chorosh in general, and he could be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he still has the ability to involve himself in Shir, in Shvach HaShal Makom, and with that, Achavei Mi Ten Chachach Hu means that itself should be enough to as a basis for help, because it's not all lost. It's true, I don't know the details, can't go over the I don't have a good analysis of the situation, but nevertheless, in general terms, it's still all not lost, because there's such a thing as general terms. So I recognize I'm a chote, chote of Hashayani. So like the Baltula says before Musaf, Yichotef Hashem. He doesn't really know his thing of all his Chataim, but he's in general statement. Machotem of Hashem. So that much he could say. And then he could say, and Echol Lachot Barach, it means that he can Meshtachva Lakadosh Baruch Hu, he could be Moda Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Recognize his nothingness in the face of the Creator, and he can engage in so far as his little knowledge is concerned with Shvach HaShem Makom. So he's saying, so that is what saves the person. Interesting cut.
So it has a different than Echo.
What?
It has a different than Echo.
What?
Has a different than Echo. That's his response.
Yeah,
the other one.
And
Echo is different. You said his response is different.
I don't know. Well, I think what is probably going on is the pasuk. See, like I said, there's a few pesukim in Echa that tell us why. And Navi tells you why he has hope. That's from Zosar Shel Alibi, from Chasdei Hashem Zosamnu to My Yisane Nonam Chay Gevur Vatok. One of them is Shalti Hashem on my nafshi. I came over. What does that mean? He says, why do I have hope? Because Chelti Hashem Amanachi. Because my soul says that I first bought with my Chelet. So what does it mean? It means to say, that's what it means. So I think that's what he's probably trying to explain. So I'm trying to explain that what does it mean? Chelti Hashem Amanachi. Chelti Hashem means that he still can say he has a Chelet in Elokei Yisrael. Because he could recognize that he's a chote in his parsheya in general, and he could recognize the chotech HaKol Baruch, and he could recognize the fact that Oz Yoshe Moshe Kivrei Shua LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shua. So because he could do that, so he's not completely lost. That's Chelki Ad Hashem Omer Nafshi Al Kein Ochala. That's why I have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why I hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
This is what she means.
You're saying
in terms of
life itself? The soul. Chalk Hashem, my soul. My soul is still tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I'm saying?
No. The soul is just a...
Existence.
No, but he gives him hope. That's giving hope. Otherwise, there's nothing. That's what gives him hope.
That's right. That's what gives him hope. That's an idea that gives him hope. So it's true. So before it was in despair, but it gives an answer. It gives an answer. It's true. The situation is bad. Everything is bad. But this is the answer. Good answer. It's a good answer. That's the pasuk. Okay, Hashem, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I mean, all these answers. You know, I mean, these answers are. The answer has to be a true answer. I mean, you can't just force an answer. Like you see that Chazal say that Yitin Ba'afa Piyu Laye Shtikva. So Yitin Ba'afa Piyu Laye Shtikva. So so one of the Chazal or someone who came to that pasuk, they'll cry. Why? Because it says Yitin Ba'afa Piyu, it means that he completely Yitin Ba'afa Piyu means that he completely is subordinated by the enemy. By the enemy. Completely downtrodden by the enemy. You see? Or you could say the pshat is he's completely downtrodden by the enemy, and in that state, the Tirgum says, the shtat of karm ivan, is completely down. He's mishtach v'l Hashem. So he says, so the pasuk says, Ula yeish tikva. So Chazal said, one of Chazal, when they came to that pasuk, they would cry. They say, after all that, it's on Ula yeish tikva. It's on Ula yeish tikva. So you see that. You see that the Chazal were very realistic. I mean, they don't, you know, the Navi's saying something. The Navi is okay, but when Shkechu was one of Chazal, when they think that plus they would cry, they say, that's called okay, that's good. Just a chance. The Navi is saying what moved him towards the emotions of tikva, emotions of hope, of tochelas. So ula, but he says ula yesh tikva. So that's a nechama. For him, he wasn't on that level to consider that a nechama. You see, if you came to that pasuk, you cry. I knew it's true, but what is it? But it shows you that. Shows you one thing. It shows you that the Churban HaBayis has to really be a personal experience. Personal experience. It's a personal experience. That's why the Rambam has a difference between the Chachamim and between the Yamonam. And the difference between every Chacham on his level. The Navi is different. So when the Navi, what the Navi says is a what the Navi says to Klal Yisrael is a is a tikva. Yeah, we have to study it, and we have to understand it, but you have to apply it to yourself. It has to be something that's real. It has to be something that's real. It's an interesting thing.
It says in the first passage there,
Aniyagera, that's right. It was according to his Madriga of another. According to his Madriga of another, yeah. Yeah, we don't have an idea of Tanchum shall help. If it's not real, so then it's not tanchum. So for Chazal, that wasn't a real answer. You came buffa peel. Ula yesh tikva. That's Gavamote like Rav Buffy. Cry was a buffer. Okay.
Then it goes
back
to the
end. Then it goes back. Then he said, "Al tishkach tzakas ariel, eilav lego yidav Yisrael, alfe shimon hashem masa keil, lemon yitein tzion, yeshua Yisrael." That's Midas Rachman. as it was in Israel, and the Eichel Ha'el Ha'el is one of the Fakhel. So I'm not saying I want to be the Eichel Fakhel. Eichel Sefarti Ha'ashe Sefarti Ha'ashe. Yeah. That goes back. That's right. That's right. That shows you basically the idea that we mentioned before. That there's no real Nichun. That the Nichun is the Nichun that we talk about is the Nichun that stems from the fact that this is our relationship, this is our relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the relatedness of Noah's existence of the relatedness. That's really the without that there's no avelus. So we can't say Vama Vad Mitzki Vasalhaltana Hashem. If that's true, then there's no more avelus in that. If you really stop with that, and like I said, something like this, let's get on, so forget about it. What's the purpose of dealing with this? That was really the movement of the Haskalah. That was really the Haskalah movement. The Haskalah movement, that was their program. Their idea was, this is over with, and move on. And to keep on indulging ourselves in this type of thing, involving ourselves in this type of this type of thinking is destructive. The right thing is to forget about it and move on. Yeah, of course. But it doesn't matter if that stems from apikorsis. But it could have the same effect if it stems from despair. Have the same effect. The person would say that. That's it, it's gone, it's over. So that's why Zos Oshav Alivi came off. But at the same time, he tells you that there still is hope. So there still is hope. So it's not over. But then he goes back and he concludes with the fact that doesn't mean that there's no more tragedy. That doesn't mean the tragedy is over. And it's a hope. It means that's why the person's not in despair. But the tragedy is still there. And we're still in a state of imminent danger. We're still in a dangerous state of resistance. Very, very tenuous and very dangerous state of resistance. And that's why he says, "Yishom Esher Chalachol Azavoni VaAzavtim Ufanai Mem Nepachol." Raganti Velalti may have lived in Mishpachu, Eichla Safati Bumara Shasayashi. So it goes back to the tennis.
When we say there's hope, you're talking about like for Mashiach?
Yeah, that's correct. For the Gula Siva. For the Gula Siva.
The Haskalah movement, what they don't believe in?
Haskalah movement was a movement which was, which maintained, their whole Shita was that the destruction of the cause of the destruction of the nation is because of their religious beliefs.
That was the cause of it?
That's what they meant, yeah. That was their purpose. Their religious beliefs, the Achad Ha'am and all these the other guys, that was their shita was. That instead of moving ahead, they just keep on looking backwards. And just keep on going over the Korban and they were against the whole. They said that's what kind of that you're not going to you'll never you know the right way. What?
You won't advance.
So they said you have to abandon all the what?
You see that with the other religions. Yeah.
I mean that was a large part of the Zionistic movement.
The modernist.
Modernist. Yeah. That's what I'm pushing. I mean that's basically that's called ideas. That's our problem. The problem is the religious idea is the problem. That's the problem. Unfortunately, we're not completely wrong here. Because the criticism, a lot of the criticism is due to our chataim. I mean, because we didn't have the Agus in the correct way, and that's true. A lot of things, unfortunately, is due to our own, the fact that we didn't live according to Derech HaTorah. And we fell into nonsensical type of ideas and crazy ideas, and we even brought those ideas into Yadis itself, and so we opened up a Pesachon Peh for a shine. But their ideas are really evil ideas. But nevertheless, it didn't come from nowhere. I mean, there's nothing that that happens that isn't traceable to a shortcoming of our shortcomings. Unfortunately, that's the situation. Yep. Yes. Right. In other words, see, a real tefillah has to be a tefillah. Tefillah is a remedy for a situation, like Chana. So Chana knew what her problem was. She couldn't exist without having a child. That was her nature. So she was mispanel, so she knew what to mispanel for. She knew how to frame the tefillah. She knew what to say. She knew what she would do if she would have a child. And she knew how to frame a whole plan, she knew what the problem was, and she knew, but do we know that? Do we say that? So just being a spowl, very nice, Kabbish have a double Pharisee, and all those tools, but they're fall short from the real requirement of Tula. I mean, in terms of Atzara, frame the Tulis, Revanino, Revanigyed. Of course, they're headings, they're Rosh Hashanah headings. But real Tulis for Kol Yisrael to be Chozer B'Tshuva demands more than that. Not just to say headings, it demands to really understand our situation with a careful analysis, a logical understanding, and how we're off and how we're wrong, and then really to frame the Tulis based on that. What a person is powerful is what a person is has understanding of. It's Pilel. You have to judge it. It requires judgment. So we can't have it. That's what we're saying. We're not in a position to have judgment. What to do? It's a big. These questions are very big questions. Some people seem simple, but it really is not so simple. Not such a simple thing. And what to do in Kol Yisrael. And we don't have any great leaders anymore. We don't have any real Gedolei Yisrael anymore. I mean, we're in the worst possible situation. But, somebody wrote me a letter a week ago. So I should come out against this group. Said that the Rosh Hashiva should come out against this group. Yes, I think that the group's ideas are, and obviously they're right, the group's ideas are wrong. But that's one group. There are other groups, what are you supposed to do? Come out against all the groups? It's a simple thing, just condemn everybody, and this is going to be something of value, and then you know. It's not such a simple matter. I mean, we're in a state where many things are, and many things that we see, we know are wrong. But even if you see that, then the question is, what do you do? What do you do about it? We're really quite ourselves, and even insofar as we have the little understanding that we have, what do you do with it? How do you remedy the situation? Not such a simple solution. Not so simple. You see, some people think that the remedies are very simple. Just condemn and speak out against it. That's a push. That's why when the Rav never signed the Isser on the New York Board of Rabbis. Why did the Rav sign it? Because, not because in principle he disagreed, it wasn't a matter of in principle, because he held that there's no question that And you can't sit on a vat together with the people that are kofrim in the Torah and that don't recognize the veracity and the correct method of Tosh Bal Peh, and you know, it's far that there's nothing in common with them. But he said there's a question of a situation, because you started off with them and now you're going to reject them. Is that the right thing to do? And so I said, is it in Boston? We never started, we never had them to begin with. But in New York, it's not a question, it's a different question. So is that a simple thing? Very simple solution? But the rubber wasn't a simple solution. It wasn't so simple. So he didn't, that's why he didn't sign. The Elvis is not a dove pusher, but that's the right thing to do. So the thing is, in Kali Israel today, and first of all, there are no real leaders today. And secondly, even if you do find something that you know is not right, but there's not such a pressure with the other. Not such a pressure. But in terms of the whole situation is basically, for all appearance sake, is a hopeless one. It's a hopeless one. I mean, I think that in our door, there's no question. The pasuk Omar Avad Nitzvi Hashem has a very real ring to it. I mean, if you think into it, has a reality to it, a dimension of reality to it that it didn't have in previous times. I mean, that's really part of that's Guinness. That's Guinness. Guinness is not to simply recite things of the past. Guinness is now. It means it's something which is believe, and it's a certain kind of a realization. But that's what the Python says. The Python says, there it is, you got to go by the Navi said, Chalki Hashem Amanafshi Alkein Okalo. That idea means that the person can't get up. That's a certain reality, and that reality calls a person to move on, to not give up. That you can't deny that. Chelki Hashem Amanashi, Alkein Ochor. That reality of Chelki Hashem is something which you can't just walk away from. That's what the fight is. Okay.
What
does
that mean as a last?
Yes, you're right. There's a whole list. That's the first thing. Chaz de Hashem kilo sanu kilo chala rachamo. Now, everyone is. It's an interesting thing the way the Navi does it. Everyone is something. It's something, but yes, it doesn't remove the. Doesn't remove the tragedy. But you're right. Chaz de Hashem kilo sanu kilo chala rachamo. Not so simple. Okay.
Somani, he was a pro by Yusimini,
Horvasim Khoav Hishvis Koron, Loret Eshev the Hegev Garon, Echo Yoshiva Chabatzeles Hasharon.
Thank you.
Ruach HaRecha Yashma.
And that one, who's speaking?
Yeah, I know, so it's like a dialogue, right? It's like a dialogue. It's like a dialogue.
It sounds like he's speaking to the show.
And the first one, Echon Sfatim Rosh Hashayah Yishlichu. And then he has God, and God answers. It's a dialogue. He starts off Echon Sfatim Rosh Hashayah Yishlichu. How is it possible?
Right.
And right, and then he says, because there were Machal Lechnai, that in the Chukos HaKelechu. Okay, so he explains it. Then he says, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course nothing. Lama Sura Lai Kulchem, Chaz Kulei Lechem, Yechem HaSar, it's your fault.
Right, but isn't that the Shoftim?
That's the, then he goes into the Shoftim. That Kol Yisrael says, answers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was involved, because he was master planning for them, and he saw their wrong. And as if he's saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did this. And so, you know, that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu should have punished the man Kishon of Asasan. When he saw their iniquity, so he should not have been master upon him. Instead, he was master upon him. He should have done something. So, then he said that sounds like he's saying that it wasn't right. God says that the Etchamites is Aslacha. And then the Python is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really should have done more, as if to save God Israel. Okay? And then he says, Schemos. Samani Kila Vapa leads to me, and Kum of Mary is Shashuni. These are interesting things. It says, Srimo Samani means that he Kadosh Baruch Hu kept his sin against Kol Yisrael. Kila Vapa leads to me, that God hated us. That God hated us. But then he comes back quickly and says, Nechum of Mary is Shashuni. So what does it mean? So what he means to say is that that seems to be emphasizing the idea of the second parak in Eicha, that Eicha Yorev Apo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was like a destroyer. So in other words, that the Midas Adin was not the Midas Adin was not tolerable. Bil Hashem lo choma, let's call it Yaakov. Horas bevasar mitzvah rasi v'gila tzchil mamlach ha-sarel. Dorach kashta k'oyer, mitzvah mina k'tzor. So what he said, the reason why he said is, but he immediately says that Nechum of Meiri is Shashuni. So what does that mean? He's saying that from his standpoint, he can't really understand the cause and effect. So in other words, Hoy Hashem Ka'oyev Bila Yisrael means that is the way another sees it. That God is an enemy, and that's because of the Das Adam. The Das Adam can't understand it in any other way, and that's why he says Nechum of Meiri Shashuni. Just like I don't understand that, I hope that something else that I don't understand happens, which is the Nechum. So he's saying that he is an admission of the fact that he doesn't understand it, but he sees there's two systems. So he hopes that the other system actually comes in. But he doesn't really understand assistance. He doesn't understand why such a severe onish, and he doesn't understand why nechumah. But he sees that there are two, or whatever, that there are two midos, even though he can't understand it. But this is the way it appears. So he goes through the way it appears to him. He said, but by saying nechumah of Meiri Shashuni, he is openly stating that this is the way it appears to him as an Adam, and yet he knows that in truth that's not the way it really is. But still we do know this. We do know there are two systems. So just like this system we know, we don't understand, and it's Hashem is Goyev, but there's another system too, so we have to accept that. In other words, that's what he's saying. He's saying that even though it's really a terrible thing, and it's something which is intolerable, so but the fact is that this much we do know about it, that it's not the only system. Midas Adin isn't the only system, but there's a Nicham as well. So that system should happen. That's what it's saying. At least that's the. That's definitely one of the ideas that he's bringing out here. But the whole thing is really, you see, underlying the whole thing is the theme of the Brachas Maklos. Mitzvati Gishmechem Bitom, Visibuchem Daijas Botzi, Mitzvati Shalom Boretz, Vedachtan Asayvechem, Refugim Chamisha Meo, Fonisi Alechem, Achalpon Yeshim Noshon, Mitzvati Mishkani, Salafi Sofam, Yeshim Lakeva. And then, by the way, he goes, he's going through all the reality of the Brachos. Is a genuine reality. And that was the true reality that we forfeited. And we were really responsible. We were responsible because we didn't do the Mechukos HaTelecho. But the result of that, the result of our not abiding by the Brachos was placing us in a certain situation that we're in a certain situation that we have a problem in terms of our relatedness to our parish bottle, and perceiving our relatedness. And so that's the one idea, the Python idea. In other words, that part of the klola is that we don't know what